Welcome back to Christmas with Coburn on the Columbia Records Radio Hour. You know, last year was a very productive year for Bruce. He recorded a long-anticipated Christmas album simply entitled Bruce Coburn Christmas, filled with Yuletide favorites from around the world, done in that wonderful Coburn style. And that was followed months later by the release of the album Dart to the Heart, accompanied by an international tour. Yeah, great album. We're just so thrilled to have him back here now for the fourth straight December. It just wouldn't be Christmas without him. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Coburn.
Santa Claus and training.
Thank you. Thanks very much. This is a song that is somewhat seasonal. It's called Shepherds.
They wake up suddenly in the night. There is light. Figures dancing in the sky, clothed in more colors than the world can contain. In all the silences of the night, leap in song. Like that of a river cascading from the wild mountain to the slow human plain. Day. And in the brown haired town away below, three travelers reap a star harvest and then go on their way again.
Thank you. Thanks very much. And now, it gives me great pleasure, and it's a great honor, to be able to introduce to you Nancy Griffith.
Good evening. Happy holidays to all. Thank you. We're going to do a song that I recorded with the Chieftains several years ago and has since been on three albums that the Chieftains have done. And it's a song that was written in the 16th century in Wexford, Ireland. And it's called The Wexford Carol.
Thank you. arrived at love, the angels said to Bethlehem, be not afraid, and there you'll find this princely morn, a princely babe, sweet Jesus born.
Chieftains rolled up into one. An incredible guitar player, Frank Christian, from right here in New York City, playing the guitar. And Bruce is going to join us on guitar for this next song all about Christmas and holidays. And it's from my Storms album and a song I wrote called Brave Companion of the Road. By the back porch stairs, with my heart in your hands, in this cold December wind again. The cafes and bars are closed, the Christmas lights are veiled in snow. And tell me, where are you going, my brave companion of the road? That you are lonelier than I've ever seen you be, and it's plain to see that you've gone crazier than you ever thought you'd be. When the lights go down and the dance floor is empty and the light is going down, I will be waiting for my brave companion of the road. Some days come up roses, some days just come and go. Some nights are so ruthless that you can't recall the day before. This love has seen better days than home for these holidays. This love has miles for sense of place, so brave companion of the world. 'Cause it seems to me that you are lonelier than I've ever seen you be, and it's plain to see that you've gone.
of the road. Tell me, where are you going, my brave companion of the road?
Thank you kindly. Going to turn this Yuletide over to Bruce now.
We'll be hearing more from Nancy and our other friends shortly, but right now I'm going to do one that I'm going to hog for myself. This is called Deer Dancing Around a Broken Mirror. The title comes from a Japanese children's story by a man named Kenji Miyazawa, who was one of the most brilliant writers of any sort around, wrote a lot of children's stories with many dimensions to them beyond the obvious, and some fantastic poetry, which is once in a while available in translation but hard to find. It's called Deer Dancing Around a Broken Mirror. Thank you very much.
the wonderful Bruce Coburn and Nancy Griffith on the 4th annual Christmas with Coburn Columbia Records Radio Hour. We'll be right back with lots more. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Now, before we get to part two of our show, I just want to let our listeners know that after receiving all of your cards and letters, yes, we will be releasing a Best of the Columbia Records Radio Hour, Volume 1. It's been a long time coming. Now, I've got my CD copy right here, but you'll have to wait till January. It will be in your favorite music store. Please be sure to look for it. We are really very proud of the CD and can't wait already for Volume 2. All right. Now, for those of you who'd like a chance to win that beautiful Gibson guitar, here's what you do. Send a postcard or letter with your name, address, and daytime phone number to the Columbia Records Radio Hour, 550 Madison Avenue, 25th floor, New York, New York, 10022. I'll give you that information again later in the show. But right now, once again, Bruce Coburn and Nancy Griffin.
Yeah.
We're going to fly you all over to Dublin, Ireland now, to a little street called Grafton Street, which is the busiest shopping street in the world at Christmas time. On Grafton Street at Christmas time, your elbows push you around. Stranger in this town, and the faces seem familiar, and I know those songs they're playing, but I close my eyes and find myself 5,000 miles away. It's funny how my world goes round without you. About you, you're a Saturday night far from the Madden Club. The buskers sing by candlelight in front of Beulie's store, and a young nun offers me a chair at a table by the door. Tell her of her sisters that we know, how when they lit their candles, I'd say a prayer for you. It's funny how my world goes round without you. Oh, you're the one thing I never thought I'd live. About you, you're a Saturday night far from the Madden Club. Church bells ring for holy hour, back out in the lane. It's been 20 years or more since I last said your name. Out on the plain, why Grafton Street brought you to mind, I really can't explain. It's funny how my world goes round without you. Oh, you're the one thing I've ever thought I could live. A song on my new album that has nothing to do with Christmas time, except that it's snowing in this song. So I guess that's kind of a white Christmas snowing type thing, you know? Yeah. Going back to Georgia, gonna get James Hooker to sing a duet with me. Thank you.
within the world, man. One day I walk in flowers. One day I walk on stones. Today watch the blue heel shine and cried out glad and cried out sad with every voice but mine.
Was written back in the 1600s, around the same time as the Wexford Carol, as it turns out, although it was written on this continent, which may make it one of the oldest songs to be written on this continent by someone of European descent, at least. This was written by one Father Brebeuf, Jean de Brebeuf, who was a Jesuit missionary to the Huron Indians. I think it's pretty safe to say it's the first time that the Huron language has been heard on the airwaves in North America, or at least in the U.S. So you're going to hear a lot of strange words go by, but what it says in English is this: have courage, you who are human beings. Jesus, he is born. The Oki spirit who enslaved us has fled. Don't listen to him, for he corrupts the spirits of our thoughts. Jesus, he is born. The Oki spirits who live in the sky are coming with a message. They are coming to say, put yourself on top of life. Mary has given birth. Jesus, he is born. Three men of great authority have left for the place of his birth. Tishion, a star appearing over the horizon, leads them there. That star will walk first on the path to guide them. Jesus, he is born. The star stopped not far from where Jesus was born. Having found the place, it said, come this way. Jesus, he is born. As they arrived and saw Jesus, they praised his name, saying that he is good and kind. They oiled his scalp many times with the oil of the sunflower. Jesus, he is born. They say, let us place his name in a position of honor. Let us act reverently towards him, for he comes to show us mercy. It is the will of the spirits that you love us, Jesus, and wish that we may be adopted into your family. Jesus, he is born. There are English words to be found in some hymn books to this song. They don't come close to even that translation. Christians who have joined us.
Son rentin radet
Magnificent for a holiday season.
Yes, a gripper. Even more magnificent.
everything. Yeah, now it feels like Christmas. Outstanding. Outstanding. Bruce Coburn and Nancy Griffith on the 4th annual Christmas with Coburn on the Columbia Records Radio Hour. We'll be right back with a final word right after this.
You've been listening to Bruce Coburn and Nancy Griffith on the 4th annual Christmas with Coburn Columbia Records Radio Hour. Remember, to win the Gibson Epiphone 720S autographed guitar, send a postcard or letter with your name, address, and daytime phone number to the Columbia Records Radio Hour, 550 Madison Avenue, 25th floor, New York, New York, 10022. The Columbia Records Radio Hour is a production of Columbia Records. Executive producers Paul Rappaport and Rasa Alksninis. Produced by Mitch Makatansky. Engineered by John Harris. Production coordinator Lisa Strauss. Special thanks to John Ingracia, Bernie Finkelstein, Ken Levitin, Kathy Whitley, Nine-Year Woolbridge, Bruce Pearson, Bob McPhee, Lisa Michelson, Ron Hartenbaum, Frank DeSantis and everyone at Media America, Tom Cadley, Stuart Wilson, Reggie Griffith and everyone at Sony Music Studios, especially Andy Cadison, Scott Lockmus, and Kathy Field. Also, special thanks to James Hooker on keyboards and Frank Christian on acoustic guitar. And, of course, a very special thanks to Bruce Coburn and Nancy Griffith. I'm Harris Allen. Thanks for joining us. And on behalf of the entire Columbia Records Radio Hour family, Merry Christmas, everybody.